the question I wanted to ask is, someone thinking about selling, you know, they started a company, maybe they've been at it a few years. What, from based on the experience you just had, what are the sort of hard philosophical and business questions they have to ask themselves before they take that step?
Yeah, there's definitely some high level ones, and that's really understanding, you know, what do you value most, control or money, because you don't get both. Mm-hmm. So being able to answer that one and know what that one looks like. The second is, you know, we were able to develop kind of some like core principles that something had to meet for us. We really kind of had three main pillars. One, if we were acquired, would it help us grow faster and reach our potential faster than us on our own? Two, would it be beneficial for our team, both individually and together as a unit? And the third one, would that acquire allow us to continue on our vision? We really felt strong with what our vision was. So, you know, going through an exercise yourself and kind of mapping out what's important to me, what are must-haves, what are things I'm willing to negotiate on, or, you know, does or doesn't matter, I think is important. Because for one person, it might be just specifically a dollar amount. And that's the only thing it needs to be. And if it hits that dollar amount, they'll walk away or do whatever. For someone else, it might be the structure of the deal. For someone else, it might be some of the things that I mentioned. But I think definitely spending some thought, jotting them down, building a hierarchy of what's important is a really good idea. Because when you get an offer, emotions take over like really fast. And if you don't have at least some thought and framework, like, you're just going to be at the whim of your emotions pretty quickly.